Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Bill Owens, immigration is on everybody's lips. We have the sight of the children coming across the border and alone, unescorted, and then the question as to whether or not various states will put them up until adjudication can occur. And there is this incredible brouhaha which has been over immigration. What do you make of it?
Well, Alan, you know, this has been going on now really since I've been in Congress. The entire focus of Washington is on the southern border and the illegal Mexican and Central American immigration process. We clearly need to fix the immigration system. It needs a substantial amount of work. We also need to make sure, in my view, that people who do come across are in fact legal, and to a large extent are needed in this country for the ongoing economic and social benefits which immigrants bring. And I think that that's a very important part of the thought process. But what has happened is that my Republican colleagues have focused exclusively on the negative aspects of immigration and have refused to move any meaningful legislation forward. And that has, interestingly enough, some real negative impacts.
For them.
For them, but also for us in the North Country, because one of the areas that we have a great, one of the economic entities that we have a great deal of is ag. And ag needs much of this migrant and immigrant labor. So it's doing a lot of damage to the North Country and to upstate New York generally, and obviously it's doing political damage to the Republicans.
I want to change subjects here because I know you have a real interest in workforce training and workforce innovation and have a bill on this. What is it and what are you doing with it?
Well, this piece of legislation, which has been in the hopper for a couple of years now, finally got passed and signed by the president. It does a couple of very important things in my view. The principal area that it focuses on is the ability of a local community, a one work source or workforce investment board, to focus on the needs of that community or region in terms of what employers need in the way of skills. And the reason that that's so important is because if you have sort of lines that say you must use these dollars only to train nurses or only to train plumbers or only to train electricians, but what you need in that community is someone who can operate a lathe, you need to be able to shift the dollars over and train the people to operate the lathe. We've got over 4 million jobs in the United States that are going unfilled because there isn't the right matchup of skills with the job. In the district, it's about 3,000. So we need to be doing this kind of flexible training. And, you know, the available jobs will change, not rapidly, but certainly over time. And people need to have that flexibility to address the interests of their local community.
So who does it? I mean, who actually does the work?
Well, so there are workforce investment boards usually set up on a multi-county basis in New York State. And they are responsible for gathering the information about jobs that are available, finding out what the skill sets are, and then training people, or at least offering training to people, to fill those jobs. So it's very, very local. This bill frees people, the workforce investment boards, to do exactly that, and that's why I think it's so important.
Now, if it doesn't happen, and you've laid out the reasons it should happen, if it doesn't happen, will the situation deteriorate even further?
You mean where we are
where,
not...
Where there are unfilled jobs. You know, we got a lot of people who want jobs, so we got unfilled jobs. So will it get worse?
It will. And that's why this bill was so important, because it creates the opportunity. And I can tell you that the folks that I work with in Watertown, Plattsburgh, and Fulton County are all dedicated to getting this done, as are the people over in St. Lawrence County. They are dedicated to doing this work. They understand it. They work hard at it. And I'm very confident that, at least in our district, these funds will be put to very good use.
Now, I know that all along you've had tremendous interest in the Canadian-U.S. border and cross-border trade, and you've been trying like crazy to make this better and better. Where are we?
Well, you know, Canadian trade is up in the $1.3 trillion range.
Trade with the United States?
Trade with the United States.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are by far our largest trading partner, and if you added up the first four or five next in line, they would not aggregate to that number. So we need to be making sure that that continues to grow, which it is. We need to be ensuring that we can move products back and forth across the border. I'll give you an example. Out in Ogdensburg, gentlemen that I had a conversation with a couple of years ago was looking to expand his business. I suggested to him he look to Canada, which he's done. He now takes products from Canada that he does a step or two in the manufacturing process and then sends it back to Canada. Some of those products are then finished off, if you will. Some are exported from Canada and some are to the United States, and some are exported to other parts of the world. So we are in situations where frequently people are 30, 40 minutes apart across a border, whereas they may have to drive several hours to find a similar manufacturing facility somewhere else in New York State. So we need to take advantage of that proximity. We're trying to create a border that does that.
And in the trying to create that border, what are the impediments?
Well, there's a couple of things. Number one, people have to think a little bit differently. They have to think about the fact that across the border there's opportunity, both ways, going north and south. The second is we need to continue to upgrade the workings of Homeland Security to make sure that their Customs and Border Patrol folks have the right resources in order to do this. We need to be using technology more. And all of these things continue to evolve under the Beyond the Border Agreement between the United States and Canada, as well as the Regulatory Cooperation Council, both of which are making great strides to reducing impediments to moving goods back and forth across the border.
Well, Bill Owens, always great talking to you. Bill Owens is a Democrat in New York's 21st District and, of course, is retiring this year. And I wanted to ask you really quickly, what are you going to do this summer, for the rest of the summer?
Well, actually, Alan, I will be continuing to travel around the district and doing my job, meeting with constituents and trying to help them solve problems.
Always great to talk to you, Bill. Truly, we're going to miss you. And we'll be talking with you, like it or not, in the years to come.
Thanks. I hope so, Alan. I always enjoy having a chat with you, too.
Thanks, Bill.
Take care.